PGA DFS fans, welcome to the top five fade video for the Olympics here this week. And I'm not gonna lie, with only 60 golfers in the field and a lot of them being top heavy golfers that we want to roster here this week, it was mightily tough to find five golfers that I want to outright fade this week. But I'm going to give it my best shot. So let's go ahead and review how I did last week. A little bit of a mixed bag as Steve Stricker and Lucas Herbert both came in at or over 10%. Both missed the cut. Bubba Watson and Patrick Reed were both highly priced, and neither of them got inside the top 25. But the last guy, Louis Oosthuizen, well, I decided to play Dustin Johnson over him, and that was the big mistake for me last week. Louis came in and tied for second, whereas DJ obviously missed the cut. It was the deciding factor for me. So for the article, I went for the video, I went 4-for-5 in terms of fade. So that gives us about a B or a B plus, somewhere in that range. But the fact that Louis T2, that was a tough one to beat. Let's go ahead and try and go 5-for-5 this week. We're going to start off with Henrik Norlander. I know he was part of my value videos, and I think he is a great value. But at 18 or say even 20%, I think we can try and diversify between the golfers in this range. You know, we got somebody like Ryan Fox, who's there, Matthias Schwab, CT Pan, a couple of other guys also at and around this price. I don't think we need to give Henrik Norlander 20%. That's why I'm going to be taking the under this week. Take a look at his recent form. We understand why he's probably going to be 20% owned at this price in a no-cut event. 38, 28, and 5 in his last three starts. Did not play last week, obviously, the 3M Open, but the 3 weeks prior to that looked pretty good. When we look at his strokes gained ranks, he is a ball striker through and through. 67th off the tee ranked this year, 36 on the approach, then terrible with a short game, 183 and 189 around the green and putting. So Henrik Norlander, 18%, I'll probably have somewhere in the 10 to 13% range. Second guy I want to fade, Mark Leishman. Well, it's a product a little bit of a couple of things. First off, his form has been all over the place. And he requires a good putter. He's not great off the tee. As you can see, his strokes gained ranks is 150th. He's not all that good with his approach, ranks 71st. So that means he's going to need to have a great short game. And, well, he broke his putter the last time out. That's how frustrated he is with his putter right now. I'm going to take the fade. He's 13% owned. I'll probably have somewhere in the 8% range. I like other golfers around him. Guido Migliozzi being one of them. Tommy Fleetwood going up. Even going a little bit down to Garrick Higo. Mackenzie Hughes. I'd rather play all of these guys over Leishman this week. So for me, I am going to come in under on Leishman. Okay, the next guy. This one's tough because I think all of us in our heart of hearts that like golf and enjoy watching the PGA Tour want both Siwoo Kim and Sungjae Im to get a medal this week, but the likelihood of that happening, probably slim to none. If I'm going to pick one of them to get a medal, it's going to be Sungjae Im because Siwoo Kim is just in terrible form. However, we've seen this with Siwoo Kim before where he can come in off of the heels of a withdraw, a couple of mixed cuts, nothing good start, and find a way to get it done. So for all of you that want to play him, I understand, but at 18% owned, I think that's a little bit too much. Sebastian Munoz has some tremendous upside in terms of scoring. That's priced right next to him, even going up a little bit to the aforementioned Mackenzie Hughes. I like him a lot as well. Or even going to the gentleman from France, Antoine Rosner at 7,600. You'd be able to get leverage on those guys much easier than you will with Siwoo Kim priced at 18%. Now, when we look at his strokes gain ranks for a guy that's 7,800 in a no-cut event, we can see why people want to roster him. 46 off the tee, 76 on the approach, 24 around the green, and 125 putting. So for Siwoo, probably going to be around 10 to 13%, something similar to what I am with Norlander. It is an underweight, but in the heart of hearts, I am also rooting for him. Okay, my fourth fade of the week, Cameron Smith. He's checking in at 8,900 this week on DraftKings. Projected somewhere around 20% owned. For me, no thank you. He has shown us nothing that would want to roster him. No top 10 since the RBC Heritage in April. A couple of 30 place finishes here and there. He's made a couple of cuts, don't get me wrong, but we don't care about that much this week. Given that he's only $300 cheaper than Joaquin Neiman, $100 cheaper than Sungjae Im at roughly similar ownership, if not more, I'll take the other side of that. I'll take Sungjae Im. I'll take Joaquin Neiman here this week. We'll look at strokes gain rank for Cameron Smith, 119 off the tee. About average, 64th on the approach, better than average, 50th around the green, certainly better than average, and 16th putter. That is where he gains most of his strokes. So for Cameron Smith this week, I'm going to hope that he goes a little bit cold with it. Okay, my last guy I'm going to fade, it's another one of his international teammates, it's Abraham Ansah. Here's a product of price of who he's priced around. At 9,300 and 14% owned, it's not that bad. I'm not going to lie to you. But in a one-off, I'd rather have Joaquin Niemann or Sung J M. That's in a one-off. And in a two-off, well, I think I'd rather just spend the money, go up and get a Paul Casey, go up and get a Victor Hovland all the way up there. So 14%, I'll probably be half that at about 7, which is why you find him on this list here. Look at his recent form. Well, I know he had a good start at the Travelers, came in 4th, but 59th at the Open shows us maybe he's not all that close. When we look at his strokes gain ranks, well, we know he's very accurate off the tee. That's how he gains his strokes there, ranked 26th. We know he's a good on his approach, ranked 30th. Around the green, not so much, ranked 122nd and 40th putting. Certainly some good stats. But for Ansah, I think I'd just rather have the other guys around him. Not that I'm not going to have any of Ansah, just he's not going to be in my main lineup and certainly not going to have as much ownership as Niemann or Sanjay. So, okay, my top five fades for the Olympics. Let's go ahead and review them 5-1 really quick, just in case you missed it. It's going to be Henrik Norlander, Mark Leishman, Siwoo Kim, and Abraham Ansah. That'll do it here for my short form videos of the week. If you're watching this one first, make sure you check out my values and my sleepers. Of course, check out the live content that might not be live now. You can catch it on replay. Of course, the PGA DFS strategy show with Ben Raz and I, where we go over some lineups and break down the entire board. And of course, if you missed that and want some more live content, check out Ben and Eric on the Live Before Lock show on Wednesday. So until next week, everybody, we got a dual week, the FedEx St. Jude WGC Classic. That's going to be the main event next week, and then followed by the Wyndham, and then it's playoff time. So it is winding down the PGA Tour season. So until next week, everybody, good luck this week at the Olympics. We will see you on the other side.